Boxhead Beat is now 25 to 7. William Curtain is from Milford Asset Management. Milford KiwiSaver Plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver Category Fund Manager of the Year Award in both 2013 and 2014. Now, the award is recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. And for more information or for an investment statement, you go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or call them direct, 0800 662 345, 0800 662 345. William Curtain is with me. William, thank you for your time.
No problem.
William, let's talk about Burger Fuel, which released its result last week. Burger Fuel is not a company we hear much about. What's its history on the NZX?
Yeah, Burger Fuel actually has been around for some time, since 2007 when it listed at a dollar. But it's been very small for a lot of it, you know, generally below $30 million in market cap. And 90% of the business is actually owned by two people, the founder and the CEO, in fact. So upon listing in 2007, it got hit by the financial crisis around the world, and the share price fell down to 27 cents by mid-2009. But it's carried on from there, and it's continued to expand in New Zealand and offshore, which has seen its share price climb all the way to $3.40. And at that price, it's now valued at $200 million today.
How many stores does Burger Fuel have now, and whereabouts are they located?
Well, there's now 62 around the world. They have 39 in New Zealand, and they've got two in Australia, although just a couple of weeks ago they announced they're going to build out another five in Australia. But the big expansion recently has been in the Middle East, where they now have 21. So they've got them in countries like the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Kuwait. They actually just recently pulled out of Iraq, where they had one store for terrorism reasons there. But the Middle Eastern expansion has been really successful because it's proved that this burger concept that they developed in New Zealand actually works overseas as well.
And tell us about their plans to expand to America.
Yeah, the American expansion is the most exciting part of the story. Earlier this year, they signed a deal with Franchise Brands. And this is a business that's actually owned by the Subway founders. So it's effectively a deal with Subway. Subway is actually the largest single-brand restaurant chain in the world with 40,000 franchise stores. And what they've had as a problem with their franchisees is that they can't take on a lot of these franchisees have portfolios of Subways, but they can't take on any more because Subway is so dense around the world. So the Subway founders looked at another concept and said, actually, what we can do is partner with Burger Fuel and we can offer you Burger Fuel franchises. So for Burger Fuel, this is incredibly exciting because they've got plans to roll out over 1,000 around the world with Subway. And this will really accelerate the expansion into the US, and obviously doing with a very well-funded and respected partner like Subway will make it a lot easier.
The half-year result was released last week. How was that?
It was actually a very good result. They rolled up 7 stores over the 6 months. Revenue was up 27% to $8 million. The profits actually are still very small at the moment. It was only $200,013. But that was up 122% over the period. The reason it's such a small profit is they are funding this business for growth, obviously in the US and in the Middle East. The balance sheet is actually very healthy. They've got no debt and $8.2 million in cash.
All right. So how has the share price been doing, and what is the risk in the stock?
The share price has really taken off since they announced that deal with Subway back in January. So it's up 125% since then. So with a market cap of $200 million and annual revenues of less than $20 million, it does mean this stock is quite risky, because what the market is doing here is you're paying for that growth in America. And in these sort of stocks, if that growth does not occur, or even if it occurs slower than what the market's hoping, the share prices can fall a long way. But to summarize it, it's an extremely exciting business, albeit because of where their valuation is, it's quite risky at the moment.
Thank you, William. Good to talk to you. That is William Curtain from Milford Asset Management. For more information, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345. It is now 22:07.